Father, anoint your people to receive your anointed word. And I give you glory for doing it right now in Jesus' name. In the book of Job, chapter 14, verses 10. But man dieth and wasted away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? Our thought comes today in the form of a question. Do you know where you will spend eternity? Do you know where you will spend eternity? My friend, have you ever wondered about life after death? Now, I know at times it may have crossed your mind about a hereafter, and you might have ignored it, pushed it aside, but you're about to hear some news this day that will answer many questions about eternity. You may have even heard people say, well, after you're dead, you're done, right? Well, that's wrong. I want you to know that you will know exactly where you are at, and to prove it, I want you to read in the book of St. Luke, chapter 16, verse 19 and on, and you will discover that after you are dead, you are not done. Now, the good book, the Bible, talks about two places. One place called heaven in Revelation chapter 21 and chapter 22. And the other place is called hell, Isaiah 5 verse 14. And both of these places await whosoever will go to them. And to make it plain, Jesus will not send you to hell, nor will he make you come to heaven. It's a matter of your choice. What I want you to understand, my friend, is your eternal resting place is not by chance, but by choice. My friend, life is too short, and since you do not know when you're going to leave this world, it's best that you know where you will go before you leave this world. And the only way to know for sure is by you accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. My friend, you read the paper, you watch the news, you don't see and hear all the dangerous things that's happening in our society. How you see people today and tomorrow, they're not here. And I take it a step further. You see people today, and before the day is ended, they're gone. But it's not so bad that people are dying, but the question is, where are they going? Now, I know there are many religions that fight against heaven. Many people don't believe there's a place called hell. I know many people believe in a place called purgatory. But the Bible does not teach about a place called purgatory. The Bible only speaks of two places. That's eternal. That's heaven, and that's hell, or the lake of fire. And what I want you to understand, my friend, is regardless of people not emphasizing these two places, heaven, and I know many people want to go to heaven, nobody wants to go to hell, which nobody should go to hell, because Jesus Christ paid our sin debt on Calvary. When Jesus declared, "It is finished, it's complete, nothing can be added to what I've just done," it's over with. Man's sin debt has been dealt with. Now, the fact that Jesus died for man, he was buried, he rose again, does not make men automatically right. So, my friend, what am I saying to you? Eternity is a long place. And where you spend eternity is based on the choice you and I make while we're alive. There's no such thing as a person preaching you into heaven. When a person dies and the minister may get over that body, and they begin to talk about all the good things, which is good. But if that person was not saved before they left here, all the good words that you hear about a person will not get them into God's kingdom. Jesus said in John 3, verse 5, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now, the best thing I can say to you today, my friend, is make sure you know where you will spend eternity. See, church membership will not save you, nor can church membership save you. Water baptism cannot save you. Shaking the preacher's hand cannot save you. Being faithful to a building is wonderful. But if Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, and understand this, He has no grandchildren. Either you're a son or a daughter, or you're not. You cannot be saved of somebody else's salvation. You cannot make heaven your eternal resting place because your mother may be saved, your daddy may be a preacher. That's fine and that's well. But where will you spend eternity? In the book of Romans, the Bible declares, "As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." So that simply tells us that you have to stand before God yourself, my friend. Even if you've been a church member all your life, if Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord, and I stress this, Jesus Christ must be your personal Lord and Savior. You going to church every Sunday will not save you. You going to Bible study, prayer meetings is wonderful. But if Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, if you have not surrendered to Jesus, if you have not given your life and your heart to Jesus Christ, all the good things you do on this earth, my friend, will not get you a place or a spot in heaven. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I cannot stress this enough, my friend, because eternity is a long time. I've heard of incidences of people making plans to do so many things, not recognizing that their number was about to expire. I've watched young people check out of this life, and I've heard of horrible things happening to people. Even good people checking out of this life. Good moral living people. But living good morals, my friend, will not get you into heaven. You must be born again. Do you know where you will spend eternity? My friend Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." My friend, what I want you to know is that Jesus loves you, and it's not His will that you spend eternity in the lake of fire. It's His will that you spend eternity in heaven. This is why Jesus came into the world. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and I'm knocking. If you will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and change your life." But the question is, will you let Jesus in your life, my friend? My friend, life is so short. As the Bible tells us, "For man also knoweth not his time." You do not know, my friend, when your number will expire. You do not know when God will require your life. You do not know when you're going to check out of here. But the good news about this message is you can know where you're going since you don't know when you're going to go. You can know where, without a shadow of a doubt, if you die today, that you will wake up in heaven, my friend. And I'm going to show you at the end of this message. Continue to listen. Jesus, my friend, I want you to know this, paid our sin debt. Jesus died on Calvary. He shed His blood for our sins. He was buried. And He rose again after being dead in the grave for 3 days. And Jesus is alive today. And He went through all of that, my friend, for the purpose of keeping man from going to the lake of fire. In the book of Matthew, it speaks how hell was made for the devil and his angels. Hell was never prepared for man. But my friend, if you choose to live like the devil, you will spend eternity with the devil. That's a decision you have to make. My friend, please hear me today. Church membership, as I said, will not and cannot save you. Your name being on a church's roll will not get you into heaven. You going down in water, being baptized, will not save you. Water baptism, my friends, comes after you've accepted Jesus Christ. Jesus declared, He is the way, not the preacher, not church membership, not water baptism. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? My friend, there's no way possible for you nor me to escape going to hell if we reject Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. The question comes again, do you know where you will spend eternity? Or you may say, well, preacher, I know where I'm going when I leave here. That's wonderful. But if you have any questions, my friend, that's hearing this broadcast, as to where you will go if you leave this world right now, I want to show you how you can remove the doubts and erase the fears and know without a shadow of a doubt. You can have the assurance that heaven will be your eternal resting place if you check out of here. See, doing good deeds to people will not save you. No one but Jesus, my friend, can save you. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. My friend, you may wonder now, how can I know where I'm going to spend eternity? I like to lead you in a prayer that will give you the assurance of knowing that if you leave this world today, that Jesus Christ will be your Lord and Savior, and that you will lift up your eyes in heaven and not in hell, according to Luke 19, where the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell. This rich man, my friend, went to a place that God never designed or desired for him to go. Just like many today, they don't believe there's a place called hell. Many people make jokes about hell. Oh, I'm going to meet you in hell. Or we're going to have a picnic in hell. My friend, hell is not a place where picnics are being kept. Hell is not a place where people are having a good time. Hell is a place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hell is a place of torment. And Jesus died on Calvary to keep you and I from going to this place of torment forever. Eternity in hell is never ending. And it's not His will that no human being go to this place called hell, where the people believe that there's a hell or not. Time will tell, my friend, if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, this place you don't think is real, you will wind up going there. But the thing is, you don't have to go. Do you know where you're going to spend eternity? And for those of you that want to know that heaven will be your eternal resting place, I want to take this time to pray with you. I want you to repeat this prayer from your heart, my friend. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to You. I'm lost. I'm bound. And I want to be free. Lord, save me. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I believe You died I believe you was buried. I believe you rose again. And I believe you're alive today. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I accept you as my Master. Lord, wash me in your precious blood. Cleanse me from all my sins. And Lord Jesus, I thank you now for knowing I will spend eternity in heaven when I leave this world. According to your word, I have confessed with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And according to your word, I am saved.